Let's do this! Thank you so much for tuning into today's story. Don't forget to rate and follow so you never miss out on all the Ryers Readers fun. Before we get into the story, do you want to know a fun fact? Did you know the story we are about to read today is jam-packed with fun facts? As we read the story, we will learn a bunch of fun facts together. I am so excited! Okay, story time! Today, we are going to read Disney Mickey and Friends, Vote for Minnie by Brooke Vitale. Mickey, Minnie, and their friends are hiking with the Adventure Club. The club's president, Ludwig von Drake, leads the way. Fun fact! The leader of a club is called the president. Look, Minnie says. She points at a mountain in the distance. We should climb Mount Steepness for our next adventure. Great idea, Minnie, Ludwig says. But that will be up to the next club president. Fun fact! The world's tallest mountain is Mount Everest. Its peak is 29,000 feet above sea level. Next president? Minnie asks. Ludwig nods. Being president is hard work. It's time for someone new to lead the club. I'll be president, Pete says. He turns to the other club members. I'm in charge now, he shouts. Fun fact, a club president's job can include leading club meetings and planning activities. Not so fast, Pete, Ludwig says. Someone else might want to become president. We need to have an election. You should run for president, Minnie, says Mickey. You would make a great candidate. Fun fact, in an adventure club, members go on expeditions like hiking and kayaking. Minnie likes that idea. How does an election work? She asks. Ludwig says, first, you have to get your name on the ballot. How do we do that? Pete asks. 20 club members need to sign your petition, Ludwig says. Then you need to raise awareness and come up with a platform. Fun fact, a ballot is printed on paper. Paper is made from trees. The next day, Minnie stands outside the Adventure Club. Goofy walks by. What you doing, Minnie? He says. I'm collecting signatures, Minnie says. Gosh, that's a funny thing to collect. Goofy says, I'll stick with my rubber band collection. Fun fact, the world's biggest rubber band ball used 700,000 bands and weighed over 9,000 pounds. It's not that kind of collection, Goofy, Minnie says. I need 20 signatures on my petition to run for club president. Well, why didn't you say so? Goofy asks. Goofy signs Minnie's petition. Then he signs it again. And again. There you go, Minnie, he says. Fun fact. A signature is your name, written in your own special way. Minnie gets 20 different signatures. She's on the ballot. But people won't vote for her if they don't know she's running. Minnie needs to raise awareness. Minnie will ask her friends for help. On her way to Mickey's house, she sees Pete. He is giving away popcorn to raise awareness. Fun fact, kernels of popcorn can pop up to 3 feet high. Minnie and her friends come up with some great ideas to raise awareness. Mickey scoops ice cream. Donald and Daisy hang posters. Goofy tries to make balloon animals. Fun fact, The largest scoop of ice cream was 5.5 feet tall and weighed 3,010 pounds. Now Minnie needs to find out what club members want in a leader. The next club event is helping baby sea turtles to the water. As Minnie helps, she talks to the club members. She listens to their ideas. Fun fact! Female sea turtles return to where they were born to lay their eggs. As Mickey and Minnie are leaving the beach, they see Pete building something. "Hiya, Pete," Mickey says. "What you doing?" "Ludwig said we had to build a platform," Pete says. Minnie giggles. "I don't think that's the kind of platform Ludwig meant." Fun fact! A platform is a list of ideas a new leader plans to share with the club. The next day, Minnie and Pete have a debate to talk about their platforms. "I will plan safer adventures, like bird watching," Pete says. Minnie thinks club members want more daring adventures. "How about hot air ballooning, deep sea diving, or hang gliding?" she says. Fun fact, the first hot air balloon flight was in France in 1783. The balloon stayed in the air for 10 minutes. After the debate, Goofy polls the audience. "Everyone I polled is voting for you," he tells Minnie. "That's great," she says. "Who did you ask?" Goofy grins. "Mickey and Daisy." "Thanks, Goofy," Minnie says, "but I think we need to ask a few more people." Fun fact, when you take a poll, you're asking a group of people for their opinions on various topics. Soon it is election day. Minnie takes her ballot to a private booth. She fills in the circle next to her name. Minnie looks around. She is happy to see so many people are voting. Fun fact, voting is secret. No one knows who you voted for. Finally, it's time to count the votes. Pete got 24 votes. Minnie got 38 votes. Goofy got 1 vote. "Oops," says Goofy. "I thought I was supposed to sign my name." Minnie is the winner! "Congratulations," Pete says, shaking Minnie's hand. "You will make a great president." Fun fact, the winner needs to have a majority of the votes. Majority means the greater number. A few days later, Minnie leads the club as they climb Mount Steepness. Way to go, President Minnie! The end. Don't forget to stick around to see if you can answer today's paying attention question. Before you go, do you think you can answer today's paying attention question? How many votes did Goofy get? If your answer was 1 vote, you did it! Great job! You sure were paying attention. I hope you enjoyed that story. I wonder what we're gonna read next.